This is the brief on engineered flooring expansion gaps. You know, engineered wood acts a lot like a sponge. It swells in humidity and shrinks when dry, meaning you absolutely must leave a 10 to 15 millimeter buffer zone around the whole room to stop the floor from buckling or snapping. So how do we actually create this buffer zone correctly so our floors don't get ruined? First, you've got to mind that gap around absolutely everything. That 10 to 15 millimeter void isn't just for walls. It's required around pipes, door frames, and kitchen islands. Think of the floor as a living thing. If you pin it down by dropping a heavy kitchen island right on top, it has nowhere to stretch. It's gonna bulge. Always put your heavy cabinets down first. But what happens if you're laying floor across a massive open plan space? Second, watch the maximum span. You can really only run a floating floor continuously for 8 to 10 meters. So why not just leave a massive 30 millimeter gap at the edges? Well, because your baseboards won't cover it. Instead, use transition profiles, or T-moldings, in doorways to break the floor into smaller, independent zones. Speaking of baseboards, how do you actually hide that gap without messing up the floor? Finally, hide the gap cleanly, but keep it totally empty. The best method is reinstalling skirting boards right over the floor, or using a scotia molding attached strictly to the skirting board, not the floor. And please, vacuum that gap. If rocks, loose screws, or dried glue get trapped inside, the gap is completely useless. Give your engineered flooring the empty space it needs to breathe, and you'll guarantee a flawless, flat finish for decades.